GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. GHRT is ready to scratch the Christmas records right off your radio.
Hey, ching-a-dee-ching.
Already some people are sending us text messages, George. They want songs stripped from the radio airwaves for the rest of the season in our legendary GHRT Christmas record scratch. And the very first text message we received is from this beautiful favorite by, it's an Italian performer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he Italian?
Well, he claimed to be.
What are you questioning?
Was that Lou Monte?
I think it was Dominic the Donkey.
I remember Lou Monte.
Because he's the guy that sang about, yeah, Lou Monte. Because Rudolph couldn't handle, apparently the reindeer couldn't handle the mountains of Italy.
Yeah,
so they needed Dominic the Donkey to take care of it.
Yeah, getting rid of it.
And so a listener has asked us to do just this right here. And now Dominic the Donkey cannot be heard on this radio station for the rest of the holiday season.
Get rid of him.
Neither of us chose to save that Christmas track. 1-800-966-1039. What Christmas song are you just tired of that you don't want on the radio anymore? You can call in your selection to us. 1-800-966-1039. Send an email to us or send another text message like this listener did and told us that they had had enough of Last Christmas, Last Christmas. Last Christmas is the song by... they said it was by George Michael. It's actually by Wham. In fact, if you saw on Facebook, on social media, they had a Whamageddon competition. And if you chose to play along, any time that you heard this song, you had to fess up to your buds that you've been now whammed out. You had to do everything you possibly could to avoid hearing Last Christmas. But already a listener has said to us, please get rid of George Michael and Wham and Last Christmas. And so it's gone.
Yeah.
Never again to be heard. I had no interest in saving that song, did you?
No, I've only got one to say, but not going to be for that one.
You're right. Okay. Again, 1-800-966-1039. I'm looking at all of the text messages that are coming in to... Now, this one always causes some problems, okay? Because this is on most every year. And it is the most listened to song, Christmas song, on Spotify. And the song is like... It's not gold, it's not platinum, it's diamond. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is now the most successfully selling Christmas song in history. It passed White Christmas. And already a listener has said to us, you can get rid of them all, but the first one that's got to go is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's number one. How can we get rid of it, Rick?
Have you seen the album cover?
Well, I listen to music. I don't look at the girls.
Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, Whipped Cream and Other Delights.
Yeah, I
the
look
Ventures,
at the covers.
Golden Greats. Yeah. You looked at the covers.
Yeah, I did.
Just like I did. In years past, I've saved it. I guess I'm going to let it go this year, despite her skin-tight Santa costume on the cover. George, are you interested in saving Mariah Carey?
I can't save it because I'm sure that I've got to save one of my own favorites. I don't understand.
Okay,
it,
Mariah Carey's gone.
Gone.
She is a favorite, though. 1-800-966-1039. Okay, this person writes to us. They want any song by Mannheim Steamroller. You know, when the whole pop Christmas music craze really started to get going, these instrumentals, Mannheim Steamroller, they gave birth, really, they inspired Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
But this person texts us and says that they've had enough of all the Mannheim Steamroller tracks, including Fairies from the Nutcracker and God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. I guess I could let it go. Do you want to let it go? Do you want to hold on to Mannheim Steamroller?
I'm not going to hold on, no.
No, okay. There goes Mannheim Steamroller. No more Mannheim Steamroller tracks for the rest of the holiday season on this radio stay. This person writes back to us. Thank you.
And tell the people texting, no, we're not going to scratch your commercial. Stop it. Stop it.
All right. A lot of people...
Got to make a living.
A lot of people are calling for this to be scratched. And this is just one of the remakes. The oh-so-controversial Baby, It's Cold Outside. By the way,
I don't get that.
Well, she says, you know, what's in this drink? When you listen very carefully, she says, what's in this drink? And people went spastic over it, okay? I guess I got no interest in saving Baby It's Cold Outside.
Well, I'm not going to save it because I guess, but I think the whole thing around Baby It's Cold Outside is stupid.
But that's not going to save either of us? That's not going to cause either of us to save the song?
I have to save it because I'm sure I got an Elvis or something coming.
All right. There goes Baby It's Cold Outside. Off the radio. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's our legendary, even if it's just in our own mind, Christmas record scratch. What song do you think should be scrapped from the airwaves for the rest of the holiday season?
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, a perennial favorite in this game.
Yeah, it comes up every year.
Unfortunately, the song comes out every year, right? Oh. Give us just a moment so we know exactly what we're saying goodbye to. And that listener couldn't even stand to hear it over the telephone.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
I'm ready to let her go, George. You?
Yeah, I'm not going to save it. No.
All right. Here goes Elmo and Patsy.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Elmo and Patsy should be scratched.
Yep. What was that song? 1983?
Oh, God, a long time ago.
This person writes to us, I love Vince Guaraldi with Charlie Brown and all of those Christmas songs. Please don't scratch that. Okay. This person writes, I love Mannheim Steamroller. I can't believe you didn't save them.
I only got one save.
Sorry. Appreciate it. Here's a song that it probably took this Beatle. Probably took him about, 5 minutes in the studio actually to cut the song, because it's not that complicated. Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. This person writes to us in a text message, says, Wonderful Christmas Time should never have made it to the radio ever. Really? Wow. And also, here's one. Bruce from Spruce Head says, Kill Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
I'm going to sick Mike Dow on them.
And it's gone.
It's gone.
There goes Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. We can't play it on GHRT for the rest of the holiday season. Oh, really, John? John and Levant, you Grinch?
I saw Mama kissing Santa.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. He wants that one gone?
Who was it? The kid that did that?
Jimmy Boyd.
Jimmy Boyd.
Did the original.
Yes.
Okay. And John Mellencamp did this awesome cover of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, in which to this day, my 16-year-old son says, we shouldn't play this song, it's about adultery. But he says that, please scratch I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I loved that song, too. That hurt, Bill. Oh, come on, people. What's the matter with you? For some of us, this is the only way we learned anything in Spanish as a kid. This person writes to us, I hear it too much on the radio every year. Please scratch fleas. Well, most dogs scratch their fleas, but in this case,
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Do you want to save?
No, I'm not ready to say. I agree. The song doesn't bother me any, but...
It's gone. There goes Feliz Navidad. Sorry, Jose. People are right. Don't kill it.
Don't kill what?
Oh, this person says, Little Drummer Boy, the version with David Bowie and Bing Crosby?
There are so many versions of Little Drummer Boy. That's just one. I used to play, what was that, Harry Simeon Corral?
That's the one that put me to sleep when I had to play it as a kid.
Yeah. Alvin hasn't come up yet, so I'm Alvin is going to be around here pretty quick.
Well, no one's called in for Alvin yet.
Yeah, that kind of shocks me.
Hang on a second. I've got to. Now this inevitably happens. We start getting text messages from our friends on our personal phones. And, we'll do this version of Marshmallow World. This is the one that I have in front of me.
Dean Martin.
Don't we have the Dean Martin version here?
Well, Dean, no, I've that got was a big one.
I got the Wall of Sound. I've got the Marshmallow World version by Darlene Love, as produced by Phil Spector.
Darlene Love?
Also known as inmate number 729-362. And it's our good friend John who writes to us, please scratch it, not for me. but for my wife because she can't stand it. We need peace and harmony in the house, John. I understand. Carrie, this is for you. Didn't even let a single vocal come out. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's our legendary GHRT record scratch of Christmas songs. What do you want killed?
Yeah, just tuned in, but did you kill that one with Yoko wailing in the background?
Yoko Ono.
Happy, you know what I'm talking about.
It is. Happy Christmas. War is over.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So.
Please.
The original.
Kill it.
I'm trying to find the original here from John Lennon. Everyone's happy that John Lennon's on the track. It's the fact that Yoko's in the background, right?
She kills it at the end.
At the end?
At the end.
Yeah.
Dude, I think she killed it in the beginning, too. Wow, for some reason, I can't even find the Happy Christmas, War is Over.
I think we did destroy that last year.
Maybe this is maybe this is a sign from God that we... Oh, I'm sorry. I found it.
So this is Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Mm. You tell us when to scratch it, listener, and we'll... Right now? Okay, we'll let it go. We're not even going to give Yoko a chance to even get out one vocal in that. If Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer isn't scratched yet, go ahead. Yep, we certainly did it.
Yeah, Grandpa scratched too. He's scratching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. You mentioned it, George, and then sure enough, it happened. Someone says to us that you need to call that exterminator guy that calls in. Mike Peasley from What's Bugging You. You need to bring him on.
Okay, Theodore.
And this guy says we need to scratch the chipmunks off the radio.
Wait a minute.
What? What? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait. Are
you thinking you're gonna save the chipmunks?
Rick, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I am sorry.
Sorry, you're not as sorry as we are.
I am saving Alvin.
Oh.
Alvin remains.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Do not scratch Alvin.
Because on Christmas Eve, there's got to be a creature stirring, and it's probably going to be, you know, the chipmunks.
I love that song.
I'm sorry for the rest of you that have called in and said, I want to scratch the chipmunks. No, sorry. You can't
forget
do
it. Forget it.
All right.
I'll call the ASPCA on you.
I do not have my Spotify up, so I cannot play the Barking Dogs.
I'm also a partial to them. But.
Yeah. Called the Singing Dogs, right?
Yeah, but I'm not. I would have saved them. Yeah. I would not scratch them.
Okay.
But.
Sorry that we can't. Aren't a bunch of listeners grumpy? Instead of removing, you should play John Denver and the Muppets version of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. That's the one where they won't go until they get some.
John Denver. Worst Christmas song ever. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk for Christmas. That's got to be the worst one ever.
I remember singing that at a hunter's breakfast and getting a dollar from a guy in the audience who got such a hoot out of it.
You sang it.
A buck's a buck. Mom played the guitar and I sang and a guy came up and gave me a dollar at the end.
The Rick Tyler duet.
Yeah, Mom sang backing vocals. We were a pretty big deal back then. This person says they want...
Oh my lord!
They do not want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Get rid of that sucker.
Well, as this is the last song in our segment,
you're gonna save it. You haven't saved anything.
I haven't had a chance to save any. Because I guess I'm gonna let Mrs. Peavy live.
Oh my god!
And her hippopotamus. You can have one. You're gonna keep it in your room, and you're gonna have to clean up after it. The GHRT Christmas record scratch. On the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on the Voice of Maine.
Easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise.
GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.